I know I was very encouraged with all of the thankfulness that was shared, and I just want to highlight a couple of them. So one of the first ones, was new life, and what a joy it is to bring a new baby into this life. There's a lot of sleepless hours, so it is that, but we are so thankful for that, and it is such a joy to see so many babies, and so many babies yet to come, Laura, so we're excited for yours to come soon. Also, it was highlighted friends, maybe friends that are maybe newer, maybe friends that are 30 plus years, I think it was, I heard. What a great joy, what a great privilege it is. And God created us to have friendships. He created us to want to have fellowship, first with him and then with others. And so that is just so encouraging. The other is guidance. And Luke, I'm going to remember that story for a long time about the guidance that donkey showed the horse and God's example of us for that. And the last was actually the loss of life. But that's something that can be celebrated. So we just celebrated the death of Jesus, and it wasn't without that we couldn't be saved. We also remember Bernie and Ruth, and actually my grandfather passed away this past year, and it was a great joy and privilege to be able to go back and spend time with the family. One thing I'm encouraging myself is make sure you spend time with family outside of just funerals. You get to see a ton of people at funerals, but it's also a great reminder to spend time with family outside of funerals. But it was a great opportunity to see a lot of cousins and stuff that I hadn't seen in a long time. But the thing that probably touched me more than anything else was my grandfather was a very godly man. He actually went to church his whole life, but it wasn't until he was about 40 years old. He sat in church. He was actually an active member, but he didn't have a personal relationship with Jesus until he was about 40 years old because he hadn't heard the message that he needed a savior and he needed to walk with him. And so he had a great testimony on that. And then he got to live another 50 years after that. And he always, until he actually died, was always sharing the truth that God loves you and that you need a savior. So what I want to actually just share briefly with you here is actually Hebrews, if anyone has a Bible. Hebrews 11, just quickly. So it's actually Hebrews 11, verse 5. We'll just look at two quick verses here. This is about Enoch, and it says this in Hebrews 11:5. By faith, Enoch was taken from this life so that he did not experience death. He could not be found because God had taken him away. Before he was taken, he was commended as one who pleased God. And without faith, it was impossible to please God because anyone who comes to him must believe that he exists and that he rewards those who earnestly seek him. So I just want to pull out a couple things. One is that we have to know and we have to believe that God exists, and that is that personal relationship with God. And so my encouragement or my challenge to you today is if you don't have a personal relationship with God, to please reach out to the elders, reach out to any here in the church, and we'd love to talk with you about that. The second is that you need to earnestly seek him. And so I pray that this past year that we have been earnestly seeking him, and that for this next year that we choose to earnestly seek him. And someone may say, well, hey, what does earnestly seek him mean? I'll give you a really simple example. So my kids, Silas and Ayla, they love to play hide and seek. So I know that phase is not always going to be there. I'm not always going to have the opportunity to seek after them playing hide and seek. But that's what I would say is when we are playing hide and seek, if you are only hiding in a not very good place, it's pretty easy to find. But if you're hidden at a really good space, it takes a long time for my kids to find me. And I guess that's what I want to compare is that the opportunity to pick up God's word and to read it and to delve into it, and the more that you do, the more that you seek the heart of God. And so that's my encouragement to you today. You know, thank you for just a wonderful service today, for those sharing in Thanksgiving. My encouragement to you is to know the Lord and to seek after him this coming year. We're going to close with a song, and it's actually hymn number 1164. And I think we actually have it on the slides, too. I want to highlight one part of this, and it says this. It says, tune my heart to sing your grace. So grace is your undeserved or unmerited favor. And when we think about tuning, if the different instruments here weren't all in the same tune or they're playing in a different key, it wouldn't sound that good. So we need to make sure that we're tuned into God, that our hearts are tuned into him. It says in Luke that out of the overflow of the heart, the mouth speaks. And I think that's what we had here today. We had out of the overflow of our hearts, people sharing the goodness, the good things that God has done for them this year. All right, so we're going to sing this song. So if you want to stand with me, it's hymn number 1164.